we finalize our commercial fisheries landing statistics, the data for that in April of each year, got our landings bulletin and our seafood dealer report created and published in the first week of May.
And what is the importance of that report?
Well, there's two different parts of the report. The fish dealer report is basically a communication from our program to our seafood dealers, and it highlights the trends in our commercial landings over the past 5 or 6 years. And it also just informs our dealers what's going on with our program. Second report is our landings bulletin, and that is just a printout of our commercial landing over the last 5 years.
How have commercial fishing landings increased or decreased over the past decade? Have you noticed any trends?
Yes, the commercial landing over the last decade, the overall trend does show a decline overall. What we saw in the first part of the period from like 2005 to 2009 was that our landings averaged around 62 million to 71 million pounds. And then in 2010, they hit 72 million pounds. But then from that point forward, the landings declined quite a bit. And it went from 72 million down to its lowest point in that period, 2013, where it was only around 50 million pounds.
So how did the 2014 harvest compare with 2013?
Actually, 2014, we saw an increase in our landings compared to 2013, a positive increase there. Our landings actually increased by 23% when compared to 2013, and our total commercial landings were around 50 million pounds, and in 2014, that jumped up to 61 million pounds.
23% sounds like a pretty significant jump. What do you think is the reason for that increase?
We had a number of issues occurring with Oregon Inlet. Larger boats could not actually get through the inlet, especially in our summer flounder fishery and in our fly net fishery. We allowed commercial fishermen to transfer their quota up to Virginia, and they could land up there, which had a dramatic impact on our commercial fishing. So this year, had our commercial fishermen land their summer flounder quota in North Carolina. And also, it looked like that we had good landings in our crab fishery, which also helped quite a bit.
Yeah, and I understand that's one of the more profitable catches, right? Blue crabs?
Yes. Over the past 5 years, the two highest ranking fisheries in terms of excess value is always blue crabs and shrimp. But they're always ranked 1 and 2.
Is that just because they're more plentiful along our coast, or is it that much in demand?
I don't know how I could say it. More plentiful. I think it's just the hard blue crab fishery, I think, is the easy fishery to get into. You can operate it off small boats, crab pots. It's just easy to participate in that fishery. And I think the market for blue crabs, especially when the Chesapeake Bay is having problems, we see our fishery wind up being more productive. There's kind of a number of factors that help with that.
Blue crab and shrimp are more profitable catches for North Carolina. What about finfish? How do they rank?
Our finfish landings, in terms of value, we had $37 million, and the most profitable finfish this past year was our summer flounder. And it just goes to show you how important that one particular species really is to the state.
How much revenue was generated for shellfish? What types of shellfish do we have along the coast?
Okay, shellfish included blue crabs and shrimp, as well as things like oysters and clams and other types of molluscan shellfish. We had around $57 million.
According to the Associated Press, the number of active commercial fishermen in North Carolina has dropped from about 5,000 in 1995 to about 3,000 last year. How has that decrease affected catch?
The number of commercial fishermen has actually remained stable at around 3,200 fishermen over the last 4 years or so. And the overall trend in our landings does show a decline. However, in 2014, we did see that spike.
So it sounds like the 2014 commercial fishing year was either just a fortunate coincidence, or it may be an indication that the industry is actually rebounding.
Yeah, and that's what we're hoping for. Hopefully that trend will continue on. Hopefully that's a good sign for our fisheries overall. Hopefully that's a good sign for our production along the coast.
Thanks for your time.
No problem.